State, Mark, and Gold State. Good luck. Wish him luck. So, I think a good series for both teams. They're young and have a bright future in the Western Conference. And I'm disappointed in the result, but can't be more proud of my basketball team. The way we shot the ball, we had numerous moments to give in on the game, and we never did. And, you know, one more layup, one more free throw go in. Could have been a miraculous comeback, but I don't know. I'll answer your questions.
Hey, George. Benjamin Hawken, Denver Post. Can you describe what happened in the third quarter defensively for the Warriors to take such an 11-point lead after leading two at halftime?
You know, they got the three ball in the game. Curry made, you know, I'd like to check his stats for the third quarter because my recollection is every third quarter seems to get loose on us. Game three, he got loose. Maybe game four, he got loose too. Got loose in the three ball, and when you miss shot after shot after shot, pretty good shots, I thought, most of the time in the third quarter. It creates a frustration. It creates, you know, creates an edge that we had to fight through, and as I said, we did. But the three ball got loose, and we couldn't make a shot to build any confidence or rhythm. And I really don't remember exactly what happened. I mean, I know they had at least three, maybe four threes in that quarter.
Coach Sarah Todd, SFBay.ca. In the last minute of play, things got really chaotic. What was going through your mind, and what were you saying to your guys?
You know, we were just going after their handle. You know, Wilson, we put Wilson in as a chaser, and every opportunity that we got to a ball into the corner, we went after the double team and created a lot of turnovers, you know, and got some our hands on the ball. Almost got an opportunity to win the game. It was pretty. But, you know, I think Wilson was probably the guy that creates tremendous defensive pressure for us. And we had some situations throughout the series. Maybe we should have done it more. Maybe we shouldn't have, you know. Yeah, we lost it. We didn't lose the series tonight. This was a proud win, a proud loss. We lost the series in game one and two. You know, we didn't play well enough to sustain some confidence. In game one, we barely, you know, we won on a close game. And game two, we gave back everything that we worked for 57 wins to get the third seed. We gave it back by having a flat game. And that's on me. I mean, we have young players that, you know, I don't know what I could have done better other than to say that we didn't play well in game one and we played worse in game two. And then we came here and fought pretty hard, lost the game with an incredible shooting night by Steph. That's going to happen in a series. You know, a great player is going to probably win a game, especially on their home court. And couldn't finish it off tonight.
Coach Logan Murdoch, Sports in the Bay. You guys are missing Gallo this series. How do you guys miss him? Misses due to injury.
You know, every NBA team has a kind of a protocol of responsibilities and rules, and I'm sure Gallo is, you know, whatever, one, two, or three, depending on what coach you probably talk to on our team. And during the stretch of the season, he was probably our best player. And some, you know, but in this series, I think we missed him defensively. You know, we found our defensive pulse tonight, but we had too many matchups. You know, in the first two or three games, that I didn't really have an answer for him. And I think Gallo is a 6'10", 6'11" guy that can play one, can defend one twos and threes and fours, and our switching and our double teaming, and we might have been able to be more aggressive. And of course, he's one of, if not our best shooter, at least one of our top two shooters. And we never shot the three ball very well all series.
Also, you guys played good defensive games, but it always seemed like they were able to just break ahead. Why do you feel like that was the case?
I believe it's their personality all season long. I mean, I've seen this team play bad for the first 35 minutes of a game, and then they have a five-minute stretch in the beginning of the fourth quarter that blows people out away. And their ability to make the three and their ability to play fast, and there's one team in the league that probably has the ability to run with us. And, in general, most teams don't like to run up and down the court with us, and Golden State does.
Coach, Kyle Boniger with CSN Bay Area. What was your reaction to David Lee playing tonight?
I don't know. I mean, it was weird. I guess would be my best friend. Weird, you read that he's out for a season, and then out for whatever 3 months or whatever. And I thought he was playing a Willis Reed impression. And he's going to save the team. And I'm too old to be shocked by a surprise like that. I mean, I've had some guys in the NBA and Europe and the CBA, pull tricks out of their hats and expect it to be we prepared for David Lee, so it didn't surprise us. I don't think it would have given them, even if he would have played 20 or 30 minutes, I think we would have been able to put a scouting report in on how we wanted to cover him, but it was weird.
Coach, Bruce McGowan with KGO Radio in San Francisco. It seems like the difference tonight was Andrew Bogut. Most minutes he's played all season, most rebounds he's had all season. How much of a matchup problem is he for you guys? Because it seems like tonight it was tough to have an answer to stop this guy.
I'm not worried about him offensively. I mean, his biggest impact, I would think he would be their second most valuable player in the series. I mean, Curry was fantastic. Jack didn't have a good game tonight, but he probably would be third on the list. But Bogut's ability to clog the middle. I'd forgotten how good he was at it. That's what his forte was in Milwaukee. He's one of those guys that drop and. And tonight, I think we were 2 for 11 on jump shots off the pick and roll, pulling up short. All of them, I think, were pretty wide open. Ty made two, I think, in the second quarter, but never kind of got that jump shot that punishes the defense that Bogut gives us. And he's a veteran player that I think showed a lot of professional class tonight.